For a dog, well, there's nothing quite like going for a drive and sticking your head out the window. Why, it's better than having your chin scratched by Mary J. Blige. Oh, I know, you humans don't understand it. But I guess the comparison I can make is that, well, it's sort of like our version of skydiving. You know, the wind rushing about your face, the world coming at you at a speed you couldn't otherwise create. You're wearing safety goggles, of course. Oh, yeah, and the first couple of times, you should probably do it in tandem. Of course, we dogs aren't exactly risking our lives by sticking our heads out the window, like you skydivers. But, well, advantage us, you dumbasses. Yeah, so maybe if I went skydiving, I'd experience a bigger adrenaline rush. Well, sorry. I just barely mastered roll over, Jerry. You really think I want to try and learn pull the ripcord, Jerry? No thanks, assholes. Head out the windows just fine with me.
Jerry, no one else wants a window down. Pull your head in so I can put it up.
Oh, come on, Master. It's a road trip. All I have is a window. Ever try to play Game Boy without thumbs? I didn't think so. And let's face it, I suck at sing-alongs. You know that. Travel Scrabble always gives me a headache. And to be honest, well, other than you, I really don't like anyone else in the van. So please, let me do the one thing I truly enjoy. Let me, hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Jerry, cut that out. You're a show business dog now, and show business dogs don't do that.
Oh, well, there's where you're wrong, Master. Trust me, they do it. Oh, we all do it. Hell, I was watching E! Network the other day, and I saw Colin Farrell do it at the premiere of Phone Booth. And he's not even a dog, officially.
Walter, I'm still not sure this is such a good idea, taking Jerry across the country. I mean, Jerry did only roller skate once, you know. Maybe it was just a fluke.
Nonsense, Mother. When David Letterman calls, you answer. And when the producer of David Letterman tells you your roller skating dog has what it takes for television, by God, you hop in a van and you take your damn dog on a drive to New York to be on the Dave Letterman show. Besides, Sis thinks this might be just the beginning for Jerry's career. Isn't that right, Sis?
Oh, you Don Tootin'. Heck, the way I figure it, if this Daryl Letterman thing works out, Jerry could get invited on Oprah. Then maybe the White House. And who knows? From there, maybe even Regis.
Too bad Carson's dead. Sure like to have seen Larry on Carson. Jerry, Bill. Dog's name's Jerry. Don't know how many times I gotta tell you that. What's he saying? I can't hear him all the way here in the back.
Jerry. He's telling you his name is Jerry.
Oh, that's where you're wrong, Walt. It's Johnny. Johnny Carson. Yeah, pretty sure on this one. Johnny Carson.
All this fuss over what? Roller skating. You know, I think female masters ride on this one. I'm not sure this is such a good idea. Oh, sure, there'd be some perks to becoming a star. I'm not gonna lie to you. It'd be nice to be the next guy rumored to be dating Jessica Simpson. Sure, I'd love to be Air Bud's wingman, if only for a night. And yes, I've always secretly wanted to smell the crotch of Steven Spielberg. But we dogs aren't built like you humans. One person loves us, we're good. Parties? Hell, give me 5 minutes without Master yelling at me, and I'll show you how to have a ball. Besides, I swore off cocaine years ago, and I absolutely detest being misquoted.
Look, there's no sense in even arguing the point. My dog simply has a gift. I mean a real gift. And I'll be damned if I'm going to let it go to waste.
Well, I never stay up that late to watch the Letterbetter, but friends tell me this guy is really good.
Well, he's no Carson.
3 days later.
Welcome back to the program. Hey, look, Paul, I still have some emerald shrimp caught in my teeth. You see that? Are we getting that? Let's get a close-up of that, Arnie. See that? Paul, you got some shrimp caught in the teeth music for me?
Shrimp in the teeth. Ain't no big surprise. Shrimp in the teeth. Oh, yeah!
Very nice, Paul. Hey, before we bring out the participants for this week's Stupid Pet Tricks, let's head down on the street to our old friend Rupert at the Hello Deli. Rupert!
Hey, Dave.
Rupert, it's time to play another game of Duck or Mallard.
Duck a mallard! A mallard of ducks! Which is it? Yeah!
Rupert, who have you rounded up for us down there on the streets of Manhattan?
I've got Bill and Sis McGinney, Dave.
Bill and Sis McGinney, everybody! Hey, where are you folks from?
Casa Grande, Arizona, Mr. Lesterman. We drove all the way from Casa Grande just to be here.
Carson lives in California. Shorter drive.
Well, Bill and Sis, Rupert there is going to show you some duck meat and some mallard meat from his deli there. Give it a look, a taste. Smell it if you'd like. I don't know how you detect mallard meat. Do you, Paul? Do you know how to detect mallard meat?
No.
No, he says. all right, folks, which is the mallard meat?
This one?
That's correct. Hey, all right. Ladies, bring in the mustard. There you go, folks. A giant jar of golden spicy mustard. And thanks for playing duck or mallard.
All we want is mustard.
Told you he's no Carson.
All right, it's time for Stupid Pet Tricks. Our first guest also hails from Arizona. It's Jerry the dog and his master, Walter. How are you, Walter? How are you, boy?
Well, to be frank, I found your green room to be a little lacking. Funny how Franz Ferdinand got bottled water and the dog got tap. Other than that, well, I'm carsick. So, how are you, f***er?
What's your dog do, Walter? Oh, he roller skates, Dave. Roller skate. Now, there's something I'd like to see. Paul, a little roller skating dog music, please. Okay, now, Jerry, there's your music. Now, go, boy, go.
You've got it, Master. Whoa, look at all the people. I don't...
Come on, Jerry. Go. A roller skate, boy.
Roller what? I don't know you, or if I can, does anyone else smell shrimp?
I think he's frozen up on us here, Paul. You got any dog freezing up on us music, Paul? Come on, Jerry. Now's not the time to have stage fright. You're embarrassing me a little bit here.
I don't have stage fright, Master. I'm simply scared to perform in front of all these people.
Well, hey, Paul. You should have really had some of the coconut shrimp Emerald made. You want a hit of some of the cooking sherry left behind? You got any left behind some cooking sherry music for us, Paul? How's it coming there, Walter? One second, Dave. Jerry, please. We'll never let this down back home. Are you a show business dog or not?
Not.
Well, do something, for God's sake.
Okay, but I don't think this crowd will like ethnic jokes. And besides, I forgot most of the punch. Hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Paul, you got any nut-licking music over there?
You're no Carson.